This is Twit.
This was the headline that kind of knocked me out of my seat when I saw it. Facebook is planning to rebrand the company with a new name. So that's one way to get out of your problems. Got a kind of stinky brand reputation? Well, just...
Put a mustache on.
Put a mustache on.
It worked for Philip Morris.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's. I can think of a lot of companies. This is, they're another play from the Big Tobacco playbook. I mean, Exxon did this, right? I mean, it's over and over. This is a very common thing to do. We're going to find out more about this on the 28th, next week at the Connect Conference. I'm just kind of stunned. It's meant to signal the tech. This is from The Verge. The tech giant's ambition to be known for more than social media, and all the ills that entails. The rebrand would likely position. We're not Big Tobacco. The rebrand would likely position the blue Facebook app as one of many products under a parent company, kind of like Alphabet, overseeing groups like Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus, and more. So no idea what this is going to be, although...
I was trying to wonder whether this... Because there were punchlines online. One is that Facebook has to send in its real identity and a driver's license. Name. That was somebody else's joke, not mine.
Oh, that's rich.
But Twitter wags came out. Is there any chance here that this is a kicking Zuck upstairs moment?
Well, if Zuck didn't have absolute... iron grip on voting control.
But so did Larry and Sergey.
They chose to move.
Kicked themselves
right?
upstairs.
They kicked themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Would have to be Zuck doing that. Yeah, you know, he's got kids.
So does he say, Chris Cox, it's your problem now.
He's as rich as
you
could
figure
be.
It out. You know?
There's some speculation. The Verge has some speculation. And I'll give credit to Alex Heath in his article that maybe the name might have something to do with Horizon. This is a product Facebook's been working on in VR for a while, Horizon Worlds. Horizon would be a good name, right? Because they're looking ahead over the horizon.
My favorite joke was it's going to go back to the Facebook.
Because remember Mark said Metaverse is our next big focus.
By the way, can we just put a parenthesis in here? Because I put something in the rundown a month ago and I never... Define the metaverse for me, please.
Stacy, you're the
nope, nope,
not gonna
to do it.
Something all those sci-fi nerds love.
Well, my experience in the metaverse is from sci-fi, exactly. Stevenson's Snow Crash is probably the first. Of course, very famously, William Gibson in Neuromancer talked about a metaverse. The most recent version is, Ready Player One. If you saw the movie or read the book, and in general, the notion is it is an indistinguishable virtual world, indistinguishable from the real world, that people spend much of their time in, another alternate world that is entirely digitally generated.
Second Life.
Yeah, so but Second Life is an immersive, and so that's a very important part, that indistinguishable from real world. It's got to be immersive. It's got to be as close to the real world as possible.
Yeah.
You agree, Stacey?
Yes, and that you will do more than just entertain yourself. That's, I think, the other layer there that's important. You will conduct regular life in this. This will be business. This will be entertainment.
Yes.
This will be
whatever. Because you're not alone in it. You're in the metaverse just as you are in the real world with other people.
Who's running the metaverse? Who's handling the infrastructure?
By the way, that in almost all of these sci-fi novels plays an important part of the story. Is like, well, who's the shadowy eminence grease behind the metaverse? Who's running it? Usually mega corporations like Facebook. And I have to say, I'm sure Zuck is very much influenced by sci-fi. He looks like somebody who's read a few sci-fi novels in his time. And so if he says metaverse, it's because it's informed by this notion, starting with Neal Stephenson and William Gibson and the more recent versions of it. It's certainly been a big part of sci-fi for decades.
Okay, but now bring it down to earth, if we may. What does that mean in Facebook strategic plans? What's the product then? What's the reality of this? That's what I can't get my head around.
So you would pay probably to be on the metaverse. People, advertisers would be able to reach you. You'd have digital real estate that you could sell to like people. So if you want to be in, think about kind of like in Second Life. You know, there was
I hated Second Life.
No, but that's because it wasn't very well done. So here's I think probably the thinking Mark has. There's a scarcity in the world. There's a scarcity of real estate. There used to be a scarcity of advertising because there were only three networks and, you know, how many newspapers and, you know, there was a scarcity. One of the things digital has done is it's eliminated the scarcity in advertising placement. Now there's almost an infinite number of places you could put advertisements, right? But there's still this scarcity of physical space. So I think just as digital advertising has changed the advertising world, Zuck wants to do the same with the physical world. And
so
I think Zuck wants to own it.
There is, in fact, it's the AOL, it's the walled garden of Facebook or any of these. But wouldn't a metaverse be the opposite? If it's based on the internet, it's distributed and it's open and there's
no
scarcity.
Wait a minute. You said two words. It is not distributed and open.
Okay.
Well, it might be distributed, but it could be. Like to see that, just like we'd like to see a distributed open web. But
here's how it's going to develop, possibly. This is, I think, highly likely. You will have a Facebook metaverse, and maybe you start out spending time there because that's where you hang out with your friends. You're also going to have a professional metaverse, and that's where your office picks it. What's going to happen is they're going to have to build links between these the metaverses where you can just traverse between them and bring your data with you that matters. So that's how I think it's going to end up developing.
There's one other aspect of metaverse in science fiction that I hope does not translate into the real world metaverse, which is that almost always it's people escaping from a dystopian reality.
So, I was going to bring that up. I think in addition to scarcity, we're going to have, if you think about kind of the havoc that will be wreaked by climate change, if you think about like our lives becoming increasingly miserable in the physical and real world, you will want to escape and depending on how good our technology gets, imagine if you can taste things that you can no longer access in the real world. That's a really good reason to want to be in the metaverse.
I've always figured, given my age, that I will at some point in the next 20 years be in the home. Let's hope it's a nursing home, not a sanitarium.
Just moved my father into, yeah.
Yeah. And limited mobility, maybe limited cognitive function. Certainly, I have to go to the bathroom more often. So the idea of putting on something that transports me to a cafe in Paris will be more than welcome, right?
Quite nice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like you're getting to the Matrix. We're just going to be logged into these things and imagining a better life for ourselves than what's
all right. Odds that in our lifetime we actually could come back together after episode 4,673 and say, yep, there's a metaverse, all right, or no, wasn't that funny?
No, I think we're heading directly there.
Yeah, we're going to have that. I don't know if you'll be alive when the true metaverse of science fiction and whether we'll enjoy it.
It won't be the holodeck yet. That's another metaverse, by the way, from the Star Trek universe.
Version 2.0.
And if the telcos build it, we're going to have to pay for every minute that we're in there.
Right.
And that's not going to be the risk.
This is a perfect example where it would be so awesome if it were federated, if it were open, you know, if it weren't owned by any one company and if you could build and create yourself, you know, but that ain't going to happen because there's so much investment that goes into this. And I think Google wants to be part of this.
Time.
Maybe there'll be a Facebook and a Google and an Apple and you know what, just as in the early days of messaging where these were silos, at some point people said, well, but I want to talk to somebody on MCI mail.
Well, why wouldn't Slack be, to my mind, Slack would be the first best competitor because that's where I'm involved in communication that actually matters to me.
They don't have the tech stack to do this, though. That's the problem. That's really what Stacey and I are talking about here is what Apple's doing, and I think what Google's doing is they are building hardware for this metaverse down the road. And that's why Facebook bought Oculus. I mean, that was the plan, I'm sure, from you know, the long-term plan for Mark. It wasn't about lightsaber, Beat Saber.
Well, is
being
this,
able
is
to
this
play
why
Beat Saber was about...
Mark Benioff has decided recently to hate Mark Zuckerberg? Is he seeing himself in the competition in the future that a Salesforce slash Slack business world is maybe a first? Everybody thought it was going to be entertainment, but after the pandemic and Zoom, what's 3D Zoom? What's a deeper Zoom? I don't know.
I don't know if this would ever be independent, considering just
it's too expensive
for costs.
Yeah, it's too expensive. At best, it'll be federated, where you'll be able to kind of step out of the Facebook. Maybe somebody be sitting across from you in the Apple universe, and you're in the Facebook universe, and you can
and,
talk
and
to
everybody's
each other.
A green blob or a whatever blob. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Maybe you'll get like unicoded down right to like a basic face in like Apple universe if you're coming from
universe. Look at the big Look at the big players in tech right now. The people with deep pockets. They're all aiming towards this. Microsoft certainly is. I can't think of how Amazon is, but I'm sure that Bezos is thinking about this. Maybe not. Maybe he was distracted by sending.
No, he's done.
Sending Shatner up the door.
He's done.
Yeah, maybe he's done. Yeah.
He's already out to space. Remember.
By the way,
you know what the metaverse needs?
What?
Servers.
Servers.
Amazon is still in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. What am I thinking? Right. Of course. Jeff's smart enough to go, I don't want to worry about the glasses. I don't want to worry about social. I just want to be the... Who made the money in the gold rush, in the 1849 gold rush? It wasn't the gold miners. It was Levi's.
Levi's.
It was the guy who made the picks and the blue jeans. They just want to be the Levi's of the metaverse. Mm-hmm.